Beloved Babaji, a lot of water has gone down the Ganges since we first met. Since I first met you in this life, I didn't know then what being a disciple really was. But something in me felt a deep respect and the recognition of you as a master from the very beginning. This feeling made me want to be your disciple without any doubt. Already on my second satsang with you. At that time I thought I had surrendered to you. But today I see that the love, surrender and devotion is an ongoing process. It keeps on growing, maturing, getting deeper and deeper, endlessly. As I sink into this love, an intimacy starts to take place, and the distance I once felt to you no longer exist. Could you please talk a little about the relationship between the master and the disciple and the intimacy that can flourish between them? With love from your devotee, Yamuna. There are different kinds of disciples. One that is doing effort to be worthy, willpower, and the other that is the devotee that already says, how can so much be given to me? I'm not worthy of this, and already I have so much. That is the difference. That is the magic of love. Could you please talk a little about the relationship between the master and the disciple? It's really only a relationship from the disciple's side. Maybe the master is going out of his way to help you, but the master is already gone, the disciple is there. How can there be a relationship if there is one? Relationship only if there is two. So as the disciple comes closer, then more and more oneness. And that is the whole process of disciplehood, to become home, to become one, to melt in the master. No, the rain has heard me. And is going totally into ecstasy. In India they say that the guru is like a heavy cloud. And only if you have been in India will you understand. And the disciple is like the dry plains. And in India, in March, April, May, it becomes like a desert. Just hard earth. Hardly anything is growing there. And then suddenly the rain comes. How do you think that dry earth feels when this rain comes? That is the feeling of the disciple. That is the feeling of a true disciple if they recognize the master. You get life. You get nourished. You start to grow again. It's a totally different dimension. The earth is the same, but there is a difference if it's moist and juicy and flowers are growing there, or if it's totally dry. And that is the same with human beings. They look like human beings, but they are dry. But the potential is that they become juicy, that flowers start growing. So they say, if you never have been thirsty, how can you then appreciate the rain? You have to have a different kind of longing. You have to have a different kind of receptivity. The master is there to make you wet. The disciple has to become like clay. Out of dry dust, you can't make anything. In India, they say, become like clay. And then the guru is like the potter. He has one hand outside and one hand inside. And he will form you. But be pliable, be soft, be non-resistant. Then it's easy. That is the art. That is what surrender is. And you can only understand, you can only surrender when you have felt something that is beyond you. You can do surrender. It happens in spite of you. Could you please talk a little about the relationship between the master and the disciple and the intimacy that can flourish between them? The master is already the most intimate intimacy. And he is an invitation for that. So as you come closer, you get more and more intimate. That can only happen when you feel love, when you feel trust, when you can relax. It is the invitation to the ultimate intimacy. Because who is the master? The master is one, and this is individual. Because it might be a master for you, but not for someone else. A master is someone who have touched you. on a soul level, on a heart level, who are giving you some remembrance that is laying there dormant and suddenly it's alive again. That goes beyond anything you could think about or dream about and suddenly is real. Out of that recognition, you bow down. Bowing down isn't in defeat, it is in gratefulness. That is surrender. You can only surrender in gratefulness. If this hasn't happened, this meeting, this recognition in your very soul, in your heart, then you're still not a disciple. What to say about the devotee? You are still trying to do your things. You are still trying to figure it out. You are still not sure. Because you are still there. A disciple is somebody who has accepted, I need help. I want to start new. And I have felt something. And it was so good, I want more. Please teach me. Please can I come closer? Please what can I do? That is a disciple. I'm ready, and I'm ready only for that. No matter what I do, this is why I'm there. This is what is first on the list. Tell me. Whatever I do is just killing time. I'm only for that. Then it's very easy. If one is thirsty for this intimacy, it will always happen. In India, they always have said that the Self, God, and Guru is the same. But you are forgotten. So you need the outside guru to remind you of what is inside, of God, of your God Self. The Master is Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, they say. He is everything. He is Brahma, the creator. He is Vishnu, the preserver. He is Shiva, the destroyer. He is the door. It's something very mysterious. He is and he is not. But how can you find that which is not, that which is unseen, without somebody in the physical? And very few people can see it even then. They can dream about God, they can dream about love, they can dream about the soul. But it takes a whole new flavor when you become it, when you get touched, when there is a meeting, when you melt. And that happens very easily for the true disciple, for the devotee. In bowing down, they get filled. In forgetting themselves, they remember. Everything stops. love can make you fall, and that is what most people are used to. But love can also make you rise. That is almost totally forgotten in this world. With the Master, you rise. You rise to your highest peak. You fly. That's why they have said it is the greatest love story. Because you rise, and you rise and rise and rise, instead of falling, falling, falling. Because it's not just the bodies, it is the heart, it is the soul, it is the spirit. And if that has met, then is the right foundation. Nothing can destroy it. That is the intimacy. That intimacy you have to be ready for. Nobody can do it. It happens when it happens. Could you please talk a little about the relationship between the master and the disciple and the intimacy that can flourish between them? In the master is already flourishing. It is already flowering. And the master's invitation is for you to come into that flower garden. It will also be great to hear a little about your own relationship with Osho. How long are we going to sit here? It is beyond relationship. And it's definitely beyond relationship when you really come into the intimacy of the Master. Because then you realize there is no separation. And that should be the goal for any disciple. I tried to escape from Osho. Till I got tired. Not for long. Maybe 6 months. But when I got sannyas from Osho, then as I was sitting in front of him, talking to him, he said, put your hands like this. And we were just sitting there in silence. And in that moment, my whole past disappeared. Everything, like you were dying. You read stories when people are dying, they see the whole life going. I saw my whole life going. Maybe 1,000 years went. And then he said, no, it's okay. Take them away. Then I looked at him and it was totally, totally like a newborn baby looking at Papa. Then I had felt something that I had never felt before. I never thought about it, but it happened there and then. When you have felt something that you cannot talk about, you have something, you have that intimacy with the Master, with that person that you don't have with anybody else. And then it becomes a trust, because you know that that person, he knows also. Then it's a secret. You have a secret, the most innermost secret. The forgotten secret. This is soul secret. It's not a question about surrender. It's a question of please, please, can I come? Please, please, can I come with you? And I didn't even need to say that, because he said, no need to go anywhere now. No need to travel anywhere now. You have traveled enough. You just stay. Yes. Yes. But it was a very old connection also. So the masters, they work in a mysterious way. Maybe you have come across before. This is already there, hidden. And suddenly you fall into it again. It's not like you have to work and work and work. It's just a little remembrance, and you fall into the well. And again you feel, oh, how good this was. Just as it should be. So the intimacy with the Beloved is the most intimate, because you have met on the most intimate, in the innermost. Then whatever comes up from there or after there, it doesn't really matter, because you have a foundation. Whatever comes up in your emotional, in your mental, in your physical level, it doesn't matter, because you have met beyond all that. And that gives you a trust, a peace. That's why people can never have any intimacy, any trust, any peace, because they meet only in the physical. They have never met in the heart, in the soul. The deeper you meet, the more peace, the more rest, the more love, the more joy, the more acceptance, the more surrender, the more understanding, the more totality. If you are just very shallow, these worlds are very, very far away. And if it had happened, then you know. So the Master is one who recognizes your Divine Self. And in His presence, you recognize for the first time your own Divine Self. When the rain comes, then the desert is very, very happy. Huh? Just overnight, you can see flowers start coming. You didn't think anything could grow there. And then suddenly flowers, 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 flowers. That's the magic of water, no? When the rain comes. Yes, maybe before it was some life, some small, dry little things. Yes, life was there. But what to say? The only thing that human beings, they are in such a situation that they can still protect themselves from the rain. They can protect their dryness. Hmm? That's the only unique thing, that's the difference between the desert and humans. The desert just opens its arms, no? It knows. Maybe it knows because it doesn't have a mind. Hmm? Maybe something deep in the wisdom of the desert knows that this rain will give me life. This rain will give me flowers. Humans, they escape inside. Hmm? You have no interest to get wet if you think you're already wet. Only when you know that this rain can be very good for me, not only that, I only want that rain. Who cares what people offer me? Hmm? And be sure that if you are taught that, then you will get offered anything. You will get offered money, you will get offered fame, you will get offered bodies, you will get offered anything to test you. It's the same, like Jesus went in the wilderness, everybody has to go through that. Then Satan comes, "Hello, buddy Jesus, what do you want? I can give you anything." "No, I'm quite fine here." "I have a different kind of relationship." That's what Jesus said. "I have a different kind of intimacy." "Who cares? I'm fine here in my cave." Beloved Master, how could I know how it was to be more available? It was like an unknown mystery until it happened. I knew I was longing for it. I knew I did a lot of changes in my life to get it. I tried to figure it out, but this one I couldn't figure out. Now I feel so expanded with so much energy and with a huge capacity to share from this source, the easiness in my work here now. The capacity to hold more and more energy. The joy in meeting all the people who come here. The softness and sensitivity I feel inside. The presence itself, which is my greatest protection. All the new dimensions of life that are showing themselves in my consciousness day by day. And what a gift when I allow the little voice inside my heart to speak my truth. I get overwhelmed by tears of gratitude and things get easy and clear. I experience you shining through me every moment, Master, in whatever I do, in every meeting I have. Then it doesn't matter what I do and who I meet. It is like I'm floating around like an instrument. Sometimes I even don't know before in the exact moment what I'm saying or what I'm doing. I realize I save a lot of energy by living like this. The tiredness, as it has been for me, is gone at the moment. Now I know when I have to rest. Then I can rest and go on. For me, this is a great experience. It was like something important was forgotten, and it made me very sad. Because I feel like I from early in life have known about this source and the capacity in me and this little voice in the heart. But I learned to use the energy in an exhausting way, and the voice was not heard in its purity. So I had to change to fit in. Now I remember. And it's so good to rest in this understanding. These days, great thankfulness and happiness are coming like a shadow from all this, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for finding me worthy to be your instrument in meeting all these beautiful people here in different ways. And thank you for always guiding me and loving me as I am. Know the tiny voice in my heart is just whispering, open me up, vibrate through me. I wish you welcome, I wish you welcome. In deep gratitude, at your feet, Prashanti. You say, how could I know how it was to be more available? No, you couldn't know. You have to experience it. And everybody is holding back and have so many reasons. Till sometimes, if it happens at all, because it doesn't happen for everyone. How could I know how it was to be more available? That's what I mean. Get out of your own way. But you have only known you. So when you first start getting out of your own way, suddenly you get so much energy, so many insights, so much peace, so much understanding, so much compassion. You say it was like an unknown mystery until it happened. Yes. I knew I was longing for it. Everybody is longing for it. But not everybody is following it. That's what the seeker is. I knew I did a lot of changes in my life to get it. I tried to figure it out, but this I couldn't figure out. No, because it's beyond figuring out. You can't figure it out, and you can't do anything, but it happens. It happens in some mysterious ways. You just fall into it. And when you fall in, everything is perfect, like it always has been. I knew I was longing for it. I knew I did a lot of changes in my life to get it. This is all what we can do. We have to do that. First, we have to change the outside. We have to do everything. And then only wait. When you have done everything you can do, then there's nothing to do then. And what a gift when I allow this little voice inside my heart to speak my truth. This is what I'm teaching you, Prashanti. First reminding you that you have it. Then getting you in tune with it. Then it starts speaking. No, let it grow. Then it will tell you exactly what you should do or not do. I get overwhelmed by tears of gratitude and things get easy and clear. Everything gets easy and clear. Because in the heart there's no division. Only in the mind, only when you try to do it, when you try to figure it out, when you try to do choices, the heart knows, is undivided. And it is like that, you get overwhelmed by tears and gratitude because now you start remembering something that you were always longing for, and it is happening. And it's almost too much. And most people, they go through their whole life without ever coming there. They only hear the voices in the mind, not in the heart. I experience you shining through me every moment, Master, in whatever I do, in every meeting I have. The tiredness, as it has been for me, is gone at the moment. Now I know when I have to rest. Then I can rest and go on. That's how simple it is. That's what the Zen people say. When you're tired, take rest. When you feel like walking, walk. When hungry, eat. When tired, sleep. What's so difficult? That's exactly how it is. That's what I mean, easy is right. If you are easy, if you are in tune. Before you didn't know. You were pushing yourself, always pushing yourself. Then you're always tired then. Or you don't even know if you're allowed to rest. Many people have that. They don't even allow themselves to rest. Because the mind is so strong, you have to do something. For me, this was a great experience. It was like something important was forgotten and it made me very sad. The most important was forgotten. And that's exactly why everybody is sad. It was like something important was forgotten, and it made me very sad. Because I feel like I, from very early in life, have known about this source and the capacity in me and the little voice in the heart. But I learned to use the energy in an exhausting way. And the voice was not heard in its purity. No, you, like everybody else, we are all learned to listening to all kinds of voices and all kinds of people and all kinds of habits and rules. And that little sensitive voice get buried under a thick blanket of voices. No, the whole part, what I'm teaching, is to take away all these layers of should and should not. All these voices has to go. Uncover your heart again. Then it will start speaking. It is alive, that's for sure. But the work, the homework, is to take away all these layers of mind and thinking and ideas. And look what happens. Because everybody have it, like you say. I feel from very early in life I have known about this source and the capacity in me and the little voice in the heart. Everybody has that, but it's just been covered. And everybody is longing for it. And that is true peace, and that is true happiness, when you find that. And it's free, that's the best thing. I learned to use the energies in an exhausting way, and the voice was not heard in its purity, so it had to change to fit in. Now I remember, and it's so good to rest in this understanding. That's how it goes, and that's how it is for all the children. They have to fit in. They have to fit in, and then they forget. They have to fit in an unconscious society. And only lucky ones remember. And then they are happy again. Thank you for finding me worthy to be your instrument in meeting all these beautiful people in different ways. For me, everybody is worthy, but now you have done your homework so you can start seeing, and then these things happen by itself. It cannot happen before one is ready. And this is how it should be. It should be effortless. It should be out of gratefulness. It should be out of clarity. That is true service. Because this is the only thing to do. No, this tiny voice in my heart is just whispering, open me up, open me up. Vibrate through me. I wish you welcome. I wish you welcome. In deep gratitude at your feet, Prashanti. Very good, Prashanti. We talked about this many years now. Huh? Isn't it nice? Now it's the time. It's a new beginning. That's what I told you, and that's what I told Carlos also. This is nothing we need to do, we can't do it, but it happens. But it happens in some mysterious way when we are ready to accept it. Well, not even that, it just happens. You can't be ready or not, you can choose because it's bigger than you. But in some mysterious ways, it dawns on you. Then you're surprised also. Where's Vishwanti? You're back now. How have you been? Okay? Yeah? How is it here?
In
the lovely in the forest, no? Beloveds, first of all, I'm very, very happy to be here. Finally, I can experience you live again. It's totally okay with YouTube and all that satsangs, but live is better. To keep the energy with something that is good for me, I have since Brazil retreat been painting pictures, listening to satsangs and good music. I made a picture of you, for you, of your master. And together with it, there is a CD, song number 14. Fits with the picture, I feel. Maybe it's the world's shortest song, 1.23 minutes. No, you have shorter than that. It would be nice if you could play it. Love from Vishanti. Love you forever. Dear beloved Master, I have left Dharma Mountain when you read this. Your friend always, Ina. Ina was a nice woman. She writes, at satsang, last Saturday you asked me if I had anything more to say. And I didn't manage to reply anything. But now I have been thinking about it. It's so difficult to stay in the I have been curious about you since I first came to know about this place a couple of years ago. Some weeks ago, I certainly felt a very strong call to come, so I came. It is very strange how you saw me from the first time we met. How is this possible? How is it possible? I don't know who to ask. I have never met you before in my whole life. And still I think I have. I felt that you saw me as I am right away. Wow! I have never experienced anything like that before. You just send out this powerful, warm, peaceful energy. You are so beautiful. I wish there were many, many more Swahas like you all over the world. Maybe you can clone yourself. It is just so amazing how peaceful I feel just after a weekend here. I have forgotten my habits. I have forgotten my ugly thoughts. I have forgotten my self-judgment. And I have forgotten my stress and frustration. Just by being with you in this fantastic atmosphere created by you and all your friends here. Is it really that easy? Is this it? Is this it? Yes, this is it. If it's easy, it's right. It must be it. That's what he says. Easy is right. Is this it? Yes, this is it. Just this little change from my so-called life, and I'm so happy. You are really, really a life changer. It is like I have known I can live a different life for a long time, but only now I have felt it. Only now I know. It is such a huge relief just to know that this place exists and that you exist, a real master. Oh, now I'm a little shocked by this tremendous experience. Leaving this place, I'm so afraid I will again start breathing shallow again to prevent myself from crying. And maybe all the good feelings will fade away. But till we meet again, lots of gratitude, gratefulness, joy, happiness, and all and every possible force in the world. From your friend for always, Ina. Ina? May everybody be happy. Om Shanti.
Jaya Jagadambe. Jaya Jaya Jagadambe. Hey Ma Durga. Hey Ma.